All right, here you go. Just before the old busy Black Friday shopping coming up, a Walmart employee has released a video of what he and his coworkers like to do with the electronics in the stockroom of the store.
God.
Associate in Pikeville, Kentucky, uploaded a video that shows him and other workers throwing iPads.
Throwing them?
Throwing them. According to NBC News, Walmart has seen the video and others like it. A company spokesperson says those involved in the incident are no longer working for Walmart. Yeah. What kind of a mozon loads that up onto YouTube?
Exactly.
There's one point in the video where one worker throws a box on the ground before commenting, "Sorry about that, iPad. Hope nobody buys that." Walmart says they haven't received any returns of merchandise shown being mistreated in the video. While the video was uploaded to YouTube last Thursday, it was actually recorded back in August. So,
wow.
And again, that's, you got a company that big, believe me, you're just going to have some employees who just don't use good judgment or good sense.
Well, the good judgment part was putting it online.
Yeah,
Come on.
You want to do that? Yeah, want to do that? Then, there you go.
Sharp as a marble.
You got it. Hey, forget Disneyland. How about a trip to the world's first toilet theme park in South Korea?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who wants to go?
Think about this. Very nice. You think Price is Right? You ought to do one of those? You know, your big prize
whatever. That would be funny. Actually, that would be better from Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah, probably true. Weird Asian News, one of my favorites, reports the so-called Restroom Cultural Park.
Good grief. Theme parks are just going down the crapper these days.
Yeah, but I mean, think about this. Here's the deal. And it's sad that they must, but the purpose of the Restroom Cultural Park is to teach visitors all about the fascinating history of commodes. The toilets on display date back to ancient times. The venue was designed not so much to honor toilets, but to honor a very special man, Sim J. Duck. I know that sounds like a cartoon character, but that's his name. He was known as Mr. Toilet. He was the founder and first president of the World Toilet Association.
Well, if you got to have a title.
What makes you someday wake up and say, we've got to start a World Toilet Association? Because, you know, depending on the part of the world that you're in, there's a big difference. You want to talk about a world of difference in toilets.
In everything that you do, do it heartily, right?
I suppose so. It's where you do it that causes the problem here.
I was going to say fartily?
What? Yeah, he built a house that was shaped like a commode.
Oh, good heavens. Yeah.
Wait, what country was that?
Well, it's in South Korea, I think.
Okay, so was Mr. Duck a Korean?
I believe so. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Sadly, he isn't around to enjoy the new theme park anymore. He's passed on that great sewer in the sky back in 09. But still, yeah, good for him. Hey,
everyone's flush with respect.
Thank you.
Gross.
Yeah, we could really go on and probably.
I think that's about number four and number five.
Just number two.
No, I mean, I made puns too.
Potty pranks. That's true.
No, yeah. I just number two was right. Another one. I was trying to.
All right. So the Hal Linden. You remember Hal Linden?
Yes, Barney Miller.
Right, Barney Miller. Well, TV Line reports that he's booked a guest spot in an upcoming episode of Mindy. Big comedy hit on Fox.
Oh, she was on Office.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
The lead actress for that.
Sure.
She writes and directs that.
Yeah, I knew she was a pretty talented lady. Anyway, he'll play a drill sergeant. He'll play a drill sergeant. And how old is he? I mean, really, he's got to.
I will look, because he's got to be at least 80.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would think. And, I mean, he's probably as old as Abe Vigoda looked when he was on. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Yeah, okay.
L-I-N-D-O-N?
L-I-N-D-E-N would be, yeah. That's Hal Linden, so we'll see about that. And we have a story about chubby people. I'm just telling you a little, you know, ahead of time.
Born in 1931, he's 81 years old.
There you go. You're right on it.
So, you know, after all these stories about being fat and all this and all that.
Don't say that word.
No, I mean, you play that clip over and over.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I had a dream that I was in a hostel in Europe. And I went into this hotel room and I thought maybe someone else had not checked out because there are all these shoes there. And I went, you can tell this is a dream because I went to the television and looked to see what movies they had.
Uh-huh.
And it was all My Little Pony weight loss videos.
Fat!
It was just dumb.
What?
Yeah, one of them was called My Little Pony Firm in a Swimsuit. It's like...
We both did it.
You guys are nuts. We need to stop talking about all this stuff. You're affecting my dream life.
I didn't know that My Little...
It doesn't exist.
Cat,
and then another one was like...
I think about your dream life.
My Little Pony Almost Perfectly a Princess. It was just sad. Anyway.
Your conscious life scares me enough. Your dream life would be...
That's a rabbit hole.
I didn't know My Little Pony did weight loss.
No, they
videos.
Don't. They oh, don't. Oh, my brain oh, just made that
oh,
up.
Well,
I'm blaming you.
Could be
for
an well, no,
this
wait.
Takeover in my subconscious.
Look at this as an opportunity.
Suddenly, I feel insecure about my body image.
No.
Look it's at all this. Your fault. Look you play that clip over and over.
Look at this as an opportunity to go make money. Let's
absolutely.
Go in there and get some sort of a licensing agreement with those
yeah,
people.
Yes, so Hasbro, listen up. I came up with the idea first.
That's it.
And Kat, you're not.
Yeah. Okay. No. So there. Tickets for the Rolling Stones' only two North American concerts, long gone. But why are they so expensive? The best seats at the Newark Prudential Center, $750 each. And you know, they'll scalp for a lot more than that. The nosebleeds are $95 a pop. Mick Jagger told Billboard.com that just doing the two shows here and the two shows in London makes the entire production very expensive. He said if you do 100 shows, it's actually more cost effective. Mick also said that the scalpers are the ones getting the ridiculous prices, so the demand is there, but the band isn't getting any of that extra money. Hey, Mick, we're not feeling sorry for you, pal, okay? Just not.
Not even kind of.
No, don't think so. And again, they're smart guys. As we said, a couple of them went to the London School of Economics. They looked grungy, but actually they were a lot smarter than the Beatles. The Beatles weren't very bright guys by comparison to them.
They just weren't.
The Stones and the Who were very smart.
They're business people. The Who, yeah, you're right. The Who were business people as well. The Beatles just happened to be
more artistic.
They took the lead, and but these other guys are pretty dang smart.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:45, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A lot of people can't make it through the day without something sugary.
Oh, it's true.
For many people, it's mid-afternoon when you start to kind of get that crash.
I feel that crash every morning.
Well, I know. Well, see,
well that's your mid-afternoon.
But you see, that's right. You get up at a weird time, so that's kind of what drives it. So, you know, what is it? It's the trip to the vending machine for the candy bar or the soft drink, but a new study suggests you may be able to get the jolt of energy that you need just by gargling sugar water, which is great news for dieters.
You know why?
No.
It won't make you
fat.
Shit.
Sorry, I had to do it one
you
more
know,
time.
You know, really, greasy food is way worse for you than sugar. Well, I'm just saying.
I understand. No, you're right. Because
Granddaddy
sugar,
was a cardiologist, and that's what he always said.
A study published in a journal, Psychological Science, found that people who rinsed their mouths with lemonade sweetened with sugar were significantly faster at a tedious task than a group of people who rinsed their mouth with lemonade that was sweetened with Splenda.
Well, that's because Splenda's yucky.
You don't hear that in the Splenda commercials, do you? It was a small study, just 51 people, so researchers believe more studies are really going to be needed to be performed to see if this is true, but you may not have to actually eat or drink the glucose to get the energy. Just that little light touch of sugar on your tongue may be enough.
Hmm.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Researchers explain that glucose stimulates a simple carbohydrate sensor that is in the tongue. That, in turn, signals the motivational centers of the brain where our self-related goals are represented. These signals tell your body to pay attention. Hey! What about the big long-term goals to quit smoking, for instance? One researcher says a swish of lemonade may not be a total cure, but it certainly could help in the short run if you're having that problem.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what it says. And now, more about people who are... Yep. Hey, snuck it in again.
Yes, you did.
New study finds that doctors are about as prejudiced toward as the general public. That's right. If you walk in, you're a person who's... your doctor... may be prejudiced against you. The study of 360,000 people, that's pretty big, including 2,284 doctors, found high levels of prejudice among doctors, slightly worse among male doctors, what the study called weight bias. And by the way, doctors, however, were more understanding about their patients.
You're going past the rule of threes.
Living it.
Just a mess. Y'all are just a mess.
Here's a comforting thought, though. The study found no evidence that obese patients got treated any differently.
Well, that's good.
The doctors just thought less of them. So,
wow. There you are.
And again, don't just put it on the doctors. I mean, general U.S. American people feel that way, too. Europeans? You know what Europeans think about Americans, don't you?
All wow. fat and lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You know how many McDonald's jokes I heard while I lived over there?
Yeah, but they're still eating them, right? And of course, of course, God knows what they put between two buns over there. That's just scary. That's just scary. God.
Have you ever heard of a chip buddy?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
It's two buns with fries in between. And that's a sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
Like French fries.
That's
yeah,
really
French fries
healthy.
In it. That's
you're having a potato
really
sandwich.
God. Exactly.
That is amazing.
And they make fun of us.
What
they
called a chip buddy.
What do you give for that?
What do you mean, what do I give for
how,
it?
How much?
What's it cost?
Oh, probably a pound or two.
So $4?
Probably pretty cheap. I mean, that's cheaper than other things you would eat.
Couple in China has finally gotten their wedding pictures taken after 88 years of marriage.
Wow.
No kidding?
Yep, 101-year-old Wu Brown and his wife, Wu Brown.
Mrs. Brown.
Yeah, got married in 1924. Back then, newlyweds in China weren't offered the chance to have wedding photos taken. Nearly nine decades later, they're making up for lost time. He'll wear a traditional white suit with bow tie, and she'll wear a traditional white wedding dress. Unclear if they also booked a hotel room to... to have a honeymoon.
I want to see him carry her across the threshold.
Oh, yeah, the article, yeah. Put her in this, right here in this freight, what do you call it, hand cart. The article in the London Daily Mail sappily writes that the couple finally have a lasting memory of their day. Oh, isn't that wonderful? So there you go, after 88 years.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms. And to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop RuralTepecans.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly, from LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care. Dr. Riggs, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
Wednesday night, November 28th at 9, Alaska is back on the Weather Channel.
When you go out there, it's dangerous.
The hit series, Coast Guard Alaska.
We don't even know what the weather is we're flying into.
The mission, search, rescue, repeat.
We're willing to take a lot of risk for the chance of saving a human life.
Out here, heroes come in waves.
Let's go!
I've never been so terrified.
All new season of Coast Guard Alaska, premiering Wednesday night, November 28th at 9, only on the Weather Channel.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center. And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide during the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, how old were those Chinese people? 13 and what?
No. Well, I don't know. Let me see. It was 100. What did I say? 100 and, let me dig that back out. May have thrown it away. Wait, I got it. 103 and 101.
Okay, 88 years? Yeah. Would that be 13 and 15?
There you go. That's the way they do it over there. Yeah. And they somehow got it figured out. That's for sure. Okay.
That was Arkansas East.
It was. Yeah. They talk different over there.
A little bit.
Well, same thing in Arkansas.
That's going to say.
Yeah. All right, here are our odds for Dancing with the Stars. I mean, we haven't talked about this in forever. I mean.
Darn.
Kirstie Alley is a 250-1 long shot. Your favorite would be Shawn Johnson. Who is Shawn Johnson? Do you know?
She is an Olympic gymnast.
Oh, it's a she. Okay, that's good. All right, and Emmett Smith is 4-1. And
Dallas Cowboy.
Gilles Marini. I don't know.
Not a clue on that one.
All right, 5-1. I'm not sure. After a successful pilot program earlier this year, West London in England, as opposed to West London in someplace else,
Topeka,
will replace all 14,000 of its street lights with smart alternatives. These will be bulbs that will be controlled using an iPad and will alert engineers if they're broke and also get in near the end of their life. It'll cost West Londoners about $5 million, but over 7 years, it'll save them $680,000 a year. Oh, sure it will. Okay. Among other things, the engineers will be able to pull out an iPad and change the brightness of a street light. Now, that's pretty good.
That is neat.
Yeah. Well, what have you been? You've been in West London, haven't you? Is that West London? Is that...
I guess my point would be, wouldn't it be simpler just to hire a bunch of journalism majors and have them sit there and turn the lights up and down? It'd be cheaper.
History majors. Yeah. People like that. Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal.
And do you really think they're going to save $600,000?
No, $680,000. No, but they
It'll
say
cost
that.
$5 million to put it in, and they will break even on that deal. And yeah. This is without any knowledge, which has never stopped me before.
No, it hasn't.
But it will break even in the year 20 gazillion.
Yeah.
And that's it. 03.
Okay, what is Quidditch? Do you know Quidditch?
Yeah,
it's the Harry Potter sport.
Silly little game they play on Harry Potter. Where's Kat when you need her?
I know. I'll wait till Kat comes back so we can just go.
Because A&M has got a Quidditch team.
We can go completely weird.
You know when they hop up
on
the brooms and fly around really fast in special, you know, computer generated graphics and everything. It's really great.
But they have a live action Quidditch team for A&M. It's like a campus thing. They do it all at college campuses all over the country.
We're speaking English here, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No, there's. It's the most popular film series ever filmed.
I know.
In the world.
I know.
So
I
can understand why it would have missed you completely there.
But you know, I did know that werewolf and vampire thing is coming out next weekend.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. That's very good. We
up
on Candy 95.
Yeah.
We have people clawing each other's eyes out to win the marathon. They're going to show all four of them back to back to back to back to back.
Okay.
Scott,
yeah.
And we've
if you,
got tickets for that, baby.
Sorry, Mr. Downs. If you right now go online and type in Quidditch,
yeah,
there are pictures of people playing Quidditch, except because we're muggles, it's muggle Quidditch.
Don't do it, Scott.
No.
We love you just the way you
I
are.
Just, I was gonna
I'm
say.
Just stunned that you went to see James Bond this weekend. Now,
no, I didn't.
I thought you went to see Skyfall.
He tried to, and it didn't work
out.
No,
I didn't.
No, that was Caldwell guy.
A caller did. Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I didn't know.
There's an International Quidditch Association.
Hello.
They have Quidditch at Baylor.
Hey, about the lights, how much fun are we going to have when we hack into those lights?
Oh, yeah, that'll be true, man. No kidding. We could do like
like Christmas time. We can make them twinkle and run and do things. We can make them dance to the Aggie War Hymn.
We could do disco globes. We could do anything we wanted to.
This could be fun.
All right.
Now, which lights are you talking about hacking?
Well, you were gone. You weren't here.
Yeah, we're saving a topic for you, though.
All right. What?
Why didn't you go see Skyfall? It's James Bond. That's almost as old as some of your shoes.
I know, but it's a different James Bond. It's a meaner, nastier James Bond.
This is the real James
Bond.
Yeah,
I understand.
This is how it goes.
This is what Ian Fleming wants.
I mean, everyone who ever saw Skyfall is all just sitting here wondering if I'm gonna drop the spoiler here.
Well,
I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm not.
Good.
I mean, this spoiler is so big that even I, who relishes spoiling movies for you.
Yes, you do.
That's good to know.
Yeah, he finally told me the boat sank. The boat sank. I had no idea.
Is Darth Vader his dad or something?
Yeah, and Dingy, yeah. So, and you heard us talking about how there are no Apple computers in here.
Yeah.
It's all BIOS.
Oh, I know. They're BIOS.
Sony
Pictures. Sony, yeah. Heck yeah. Really, I get so tired of watching these people do the hacking and everything on the movies with Apple computers, because you can't do anything. If you really want to get work done and you've got an Apple, find a friend with a PC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been my experience.
But. They work so much better. Okay, so the nice thing about growing up with children's book series is that you're finally grown up and you can make some of your childhood fantasies into realities, like the Quidditch beer pong.
Oh,
that's
dear.
Right. There are now a few different versions of the rules floating around, but the official version is played with butter beer and ends the game with the highly explosive...
Oh, no.
Expelliarmus shot? Is that what that is? Do you know what that means?
It's a spell.
Okay.
I've actually seen that online, too. They have hoops that you have to get it through, not only in the cup, but through the hoops.
Do you have a favorite spell, Kat?
Probably the one where they summon up their little animals.
You know what?
Do you remember what that one is?
Or I don't.
Oh, you do too. Come on.
I
You're
don't.
My friends. You can tell us.
I don't remember.
There's nobody else listening.
I do not remember.
Come on. Kat's mother is always listening.
You know, here's
only when she can.
This is what's scary is this morning she accused us of altering her dream world.
They did.
That scares me deeply.
They're working on my subconscious.
Because I'm concerned enough about her conscious world, the fact that we're changing her dream world.